help us to commence with hymn 420. O bless the Lord my soul, let all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. 420.
Let's read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, reading from verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17. The Gospel of John, chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I have kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, but as I am not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious God, once again thy kindness and mercy and thy goodness, dear Lord, we're favoured and spared to the evening hour of this, another Sabbath day. And dear Lord, we ask, pray, thy gracious presence once more, and all to be found under that gracious divine anointing power of thy blessed Spirit. That anointing, Lord, to hear, that our ears may be open to hear the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ. And that anointing, dear Lord, for one, dear Lord, to speak in thy name, according to thy heavenly mind and will. For thy blessing, Lord, then we ask, to rest upon thy word here this night. Lord, thou knowest and seest just how each one has come, Lord, to the house of God tonight. And oh, we ask then, dear Lord, that there may be a portion for seven, also for eight, Lord, so that none are left out, so that none are sent empty away. Lord, do bless thy word. Help us, be with us, favour us, with a feeling sense of thy sacred presence. Why, it was noised abroad that Jesus himself was in the house. Oh, Lord, and may that be so here tonight. a feeling sense and a realization of thy sacred presence, that the Lord was there, and that we met under the canopy of thy love. Dear Lord, we pray thou appear for us. Lord, we've got nothing of ourselves. There's no merit, no deserts. Lord, we only plead thy name, blood and righteousness, and thy finished work. We plead it, Lord, for thine own great name's sake, that thou would do it for us. Lord, we cannot do it ourselves. We cannot command it. We cannot demand it. We just plead for it, Lord, humbly, dear Lord, at thy feet, for thy presence, for that gracious anointing. Oh, to dear Lord, like dear John, we read of him, he was found in the Spirit on the Lord's day. May that be our blessed lot this evening, to be found in the Spirit this evening hour, this Lord's day. Dear Jesus, come, dear Lord, into our midst. Make thy presence known then and felt, so that sinners are blessed, so that, Lord, they have something to record, something to tell, something to declare of thy love and thy mercy and all thy goodness and kindness. Lord, do hear our prayers. Lord, we pray then that thou be with us. Lord, there we think, dear Lord, of the seekers. Thou knowest, Lord, how many seekers there are here tonight that have come seeking a portion for their souls. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. May that be the lot, Lord. We pray then that thou hear prayer. Lord, we think, dear Lord, of dear Mary Magdalene. She was seeking thee, and she was full of sorrow. And it may be, dear Lord, as one or more here tonight seek thee, and they're full of sorrow. But thou didst appear, and thou didst call her by her name, Mary. She knew thy voice. And Lord, may that be so here tonight, so that poor sinners are blessed, lifted up, strengthened, and have a blessed, sweet, gracious revelation of Jesus, of him that came to seek and to save the lost, and to suffer, bleed, and die in their place, room, and stead. Then be with us each. Knowest, dear Lord, if there should be, we hope there's not, but Lord, if there should be any unconcern, oh Lord, don't let them go home the same way. Do turn their hearts and their affections unto those things which are above. May this be the glad hour, dear Lord, when they begin to seek after thee. And Lord, that they may come confessing their sin and guilt. They may come looking unto Jesus and pleading for him. Have mercy upon their souls. Bless them, dear Lord, with faith, so that they come seeking those things above. And Lord, we pray then that thou be with us each. Pardon and forgive our sins and our iniquities. Lord, we've got so many. We've got such a large catalogue. But dear Lord, there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Then hear our prayer. And oh, that we may know that all our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus, cleansed from all sin, to be remembered no more, drowned in the oceans of thy love, to be remembered no more forever. There should not be mentioned unto them. Then do bless. Oh, that so that our hearts are filled then with a sense of thy love and thy mercy. That great love where, Lord Jesus, thou didst lay by thy glory and come to this earth, and that to suffer, bleed, and die in the sinner's place, room, and stead. Then help us, dear Lord, we pray. Now, Lord, remember once more, dear Lord, this little church and congregation whom we would lovingly commit and commend to Thee. Be gracious to them, Lord. Do help them. Oh, bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. May Thy goodness pass before them. Lord, be with those, each and every one, Lord, in life's pathway. With the various age groups, Lord, there are those parents tonight that are found at home with the little ones. Our Lord, and may the little ones be given sleep so that the parents can read and study and meditate on Thy word. Lord, do help them and be gracious to them. Oh, it may not, Lord, be a long time or something whereby, Lord, it's such a bind to them. Oh, that it may be a sacred privilege, Lord, to be alone and yet not alone, to be found in meditation, reading Thy word, in prayer and supplication to the God of heaven, and oh, that there may be some opening up of the truth in their hearts and souls. Oh, then we lovingly commend them all to Thee, and the babes, Lord, do remember them and bless them. And Lord, and there are those, Lord, that are absent. Lord, they're away for various reasons. Lord, to watch over them, preserve them, bring them back again home in peace and safety, we pray. And dear Lord, remember each and all then in their various pathways. Our friends here at the Hold Office, Lord, remember them and hold them up, strengthen them, bless them, make them a blessing, and be gracious to them. And now, Lord, help us to pray them one for another. Lord, we think of my dear servant, Mr. Joseph Rutt, who was originally engaged to be here today. Lord, we thank Thee that he is restored somewhat to a measure of health and strength. We thank Thee, Lord, that perhaps he has been able to preach today. But, Lord, do bless him. And do make Thy goodness pass before him. Give him that wisdom, Lord, he should know what he should do. And Lord, and we pray that go on to use him still in Thy church to the good of souls and to the glory of Thy name. And hear prayer for others, Lord, that are laid aside in affliction's path, but Thy hand and heel restore. Bless means use, we pray. And those, Lord, the children of Thy people, oh, some are so disabled, and so others, Lord, are afflicted in their mind. Some, dear Lord, we fear a devil possessed. Have mercy on them. And then, Lord, there's others. Lord, in bereavement then, comfort their hearts. Be gracious to each and all, we pray. Lord, some have lost their mother, father, brother, sister, their husband, their wife. Be gracious to each and all and remember them, bless them. And we ask Thee to remember those in deep trials and difficulties. Go before them, Lord, in every untrodden step. Oh, Lord, we quoted this morning those words of Abraham, the Lord will provide. And Lord, and if there are any here in any providential trial in this way, we pray, Lord, that provide for them. Oh, they may remember that all the gold and all the silver, the cattle upon 1,000 hills, all belongs to Thee. And then be gracious to them, Lord, and help them. And Lord, it may be here, we don't know. We're not aware of it, Lord, but it may be that some are unemployed and cannot find employment suitable. We pray Thou open a door for them. Oh, we pray that Thou make Thy goodness pass before them. May they prove Thee, dear Lord, to be a prayer hearing and answering God. Help us then to pray for prodigals also. There are many, Lord, that have left. We all got them, Lord, in our family circles. Somewhere or other. Lord, have mercy upon them. Sometimes it's brother, sister, or a child. Lord, do have mercy, we pray. Oh, and do turn their feet yet again unto God and to godliness. Some of them, Lord, are in old age and infirmities and weaknesses of the flesh. Lord, they still need thee to appear to them and for them. Still need thee, Lord, to open their hearts and their eyes and their ears to the sound of the truth of the gospel. Lord, they heard it in days past. Some of them, Lord, it was perhaps thy servants, Lord, that preached, who may well have been perhaps their father or their grandfather. Lord, but we ask thee to open their eyes and ears now. Oh, Lord, do graciously affect them. Oh, put forth thy hand. Snatch them, Lord, as brands from the burning. Make them trophies of thy grace. Turn their heart and their affections to things above. Hear prayer, then, Lord, that we may each be prepared for eternity. Oh, Lord, it rolls on. It draws on apace. And, oh, Lord, the hymn writer says, the human heart fancies to paint that moment after death. And, dear Lord, we know not. Oh, we pray thou would appear, that thou would bless us, dear Lord, with good hope, sweet hope in thy mercy, so that, dear Lord, we could humbly say, the Lord is mine, and I am his. Remember others now in the world. They suffer, they're in need and poverty and famine, death, disease. Others are persecuted, appear. And remember, Lord, thy people and everywhere. Accept our humble thanks for all the kindness and mercy and goodness to us. Day by day, mercies are truly very great and they're very many. We've got beds we lie on, a roof over our heads, many comforts, our comforts abound. Dear Lord, we've got an open Bible, a Bible that we can read in our own language. Oh, we thank thee for it. Thank thee for the word of thy grace, the preaching of the gospel. We thank thee for Jesus, for that blessed Son, thy Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And may we each, Lord, be found amongst the whosoever. Oh, one hymn writer said, the vilest sinner out of hell, if to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Then we come, we plead that name, that blood, that righteousness, that finished work of Jesus. Then be with us now, Lord. Do undertake for us. We're only a poor man. Lord, but we ask thee to grant that gracious anointing, that anointing of the Blessed Spirit. Oh, that use a poor instrument to thy praise and thy glory. Then hear our prayer and help us now. Lord, as we plead that blessed, gracious promise, thy promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn 766. Sovereign grace, our sin abounding, ransomed souls, the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul for ever dwell. 766.
attention again to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3. Deuteronomy 33, verse 3. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Well, we've spoken from the first two clauses here of this text. Yea, he loved the people, last Lord's Day. This morning, all his saints are in thy hand. And one feels to need the Lord's help very much to speak of these last two clauses here. And they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. They sat down at thy feet. There are a number of ways whereby sinners sit down, as it were, at the feet of the Lord. And I cannot help but think of the book of Exodus, where the Lord commanded Moses to make the tabernacle and the mercy seat. And read just a few verses there, Exodus 25. Verse 17, and it shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on 1 end and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the face of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark. And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee. And I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony. And there I will commune with thee. So then, dear soul, we see this, that the Lord sits above the mercy seat, on the mercy seat. And he dears, there's this blessed promise to poor sinners, yes, that come to this blessed mercy seat. Come with all their difficulties. You got difficulties tonight, poor soul? And they sat down at thy feet. Dear soul, and this, again, is a blessed place to be found. Sitting, yes, here at the feet of the Lord God. To hear what the Lord might speak to your poor, never dying soul. Laying your cares, your burdens, your responsibilities at his feet. Yes. With my burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. I to thy mercy seat repair, since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there. Since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there. Yes, thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. What is it Ezekiel says to us? He speaks, my friends, of the Lord God. And why? And then he goes on to say, and I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. There it is, oh, have you got an it tonight? To do it for them. Just a little word, IT, but oh, it means so much, does it not? There's so much, can I put it like this, crammed into that little word. There's your life, and all the various passages and all those various trials that you and I are called to walk and pass through. I've been tired of it, to do it for them. Oh yes, and they shall sit and they sat down at thy feet. It's, oh, you come. Desire, dear Lord, desire to sit at the feet of the Lord. And unbosom your mind unto him. To tell him all. Tell him all the problems, all the difficulties. Yes, including those things that the Lord has seen fit to place in your heart and mine, to exercise us with things that perhaps, dear soul, that you say, I cannot do this. This is just too much. And what does the Lord say? Can I take up the language of the hymn writer? Thy whole dependence on me, Vince. Nor entertain a thought, thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that's why it is, oh, you've come to sit at his feet, is it not? What, to cast all your care upon him? And they sat down at thy feet. They sat down at thy feet. You know, dear soul, does this as well, isn't there? Oh, there's this burden. There's this burden of your sin and mine. And there, I will meet with thee. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's why you come, dear soul. That's why you come, because you believe that there is a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer, the prayer of the destitute, and doesn't despise their prayer. With my burden, I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Is that it, dear soul? Is that how you come, dear soul, to his feet? Sit down at his feet? Making thy request and thy petition known unto him. You know, you read in the book of Esther, don't you? There was the king. Is it? Well, Ahaz Urearus, I believe, was the name. And he had married Esther. But the Lord, the Medes and Persians, says that, you know, she hasn't been invited in unto the king for the last 30 days. And she's got to go in. She's got to go in and plead for her people. There's been this conversation, these messages between her and her uncle Mordecai, and she's got to go in. But there's only one law for her, and that is that if the king doesn't hold out that golden scepter toward her, then she must perish. And if I perish, I perish. But dear soul, she ventured. She went in. Dear soul, there's a far greater than King Ahaz, your ears, found at this blessed mercy seat. There's King Jesus, who's promised not to cast any away, not to turn any away, no. All these, and they sat down at thy feet. Oh, their request and their petition. It's all, what it, Ahasuerus said to Esther, what is thy request and what is thy petition? What's yours, dear soul? What's yours to know it? Lord, I come a sinner, vile and base, a poor dependent of thy grace. I come, Lord, and I want to hear thy voice. That voice of love and mercy to my poor, never dying soul. I want to hear the Lord to speak within. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And they sat down at thy feet. Oh, yes, dear soul. But again, we read there just now about that dear woman, two women, wasn't there? Mary and Martha. And why, you say, Martha invites her into the house, and then, why, you know, she's getting a meal. And poor dear Mary, I say poor dear Mary, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his words. And you know, this annoys Martha. It annoyed her intently. Yeah? And she says to Jesus, yes, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore, she helped me. But what do you read about this sister? Some of you dear young ones, is this where you are tonight? He entered into a certain house, a certain village, a certain woman, received her into the house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. See, they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive thy words. See, here I believe is all there was this tender seeker after the truth. Have I got some of those here tonight? Those tender seekers after the truth. And is your cry, your desire, give me Christ, or else I die. Would it be true, dear soul, to save you? Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, and I think you'll find it's verse 6. He says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do. Ah, perhaps dear soul, you think to yourself, I'm not blessed. Oh, you might say, I hope I hunger and thirst after righteousness, after the truth, after Jesus. But I don't feel to be blessed. Dear soul, it's not what you feel. It's what Christ says. It's what Jesus has said about you, poor soul. It's what Christ has said about you. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What with? The righteousness of Christ. Yes, dear soul. What did it, the dear hymn writer says to us here? In this. Three, the time of love will come. Well, in writers uses this when we shall clearly say. You know, you're going to say this. The time of love will come when I shall clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but I shall say, tarry's leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. You say, oh, it will come. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll surely come, and it will not tarry. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Your soul is on the stretch, is it not, to find Christ? Dear Mary was. She said, oh, this was something that she longed for. Oh, dear soul, do you long for it? You know, in all probability, the Lord will, in just over half an hour, the services of the Sabbath day will come to a close. And dear soul, what are you going to do? Oh, between now and next Lord's day. Oh, you know, you're going to go home, aren't you? You're going to get on your knees. And you're going to ask that the Lord send his servant next Lord's Day under the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, and that the word of his grace is going to be communicated to your soul with divine power. And you wonder, you're questioning, poor soul, whether you hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, I don't. No. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Thought just come to mind. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, when the Lord graciously works in your heart, perhaps you Some of you younger ones, perhaps you never bothered to go out to the prayer meeting. But say something's happened. A change has taken place in your heart. And why, there are hymns that are given out. There are scriptures that are read. And there are men called on to pray. And why, they utter the very words, your desires and your requests and your petitions. I hadn't thought of saying this, but, you know, years ago, this dear lady, in fact, is still alive. But she's well over 90 now. But she was a lot younger. And she used to go to the chapel the evening of the prayer meeting. And there was a man there that got called on. And she so loved his prayers that she used to go home and before the next prayer meeting and ask the Lord that the pastor would call on this man again. And this went on for weeks, months. And there was no need for it because there was a good number of men in the church to be called upon. But this same poor man got called on week after week after week. The poor man got very worried. Thought the pastor's going to eventually take him to one side and give him a good dressing down. He was doing something wrong. He didn't know what it was. But you know, the day came when this dear lady came before the church. Then he found it out. Why? He kept getting called on. Hungering, thirsting after righteousness. You know, you won't despise the prayer meetings. No. You know, to hear some of those heartfelt prayers. Lord, make me right and keep me right. You say, that's just what I want, Lord. That's just what I want, Lord. I say amen to that, Lord. They sat down at thy feet, every one shall receive thy words. Dear Mary, she was sitting at the feet of Jesus and she was hearing his words. That's why you come to the house of God, isn't it? Hear my best friends, my kindred dwell, and hear my Saviour reigns. Be found then at the feet of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mercy it is to be found. And they shall receive of my words. You know, here in the book of the Revelation, dear John, in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And here he is. He has a wonderful vision. You know, friends, wonderful visions of grace and manifestations of his love and his mercy will have the same effect upon you and I as it did dear John. It didn't lift him up with pride. Why, when he had this sight of this, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me. And yes, what is it here? All his saints are in thy hand. They sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. It's all here, dear soul, in these few verses. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Melody fade. Humble. Yes, dear soul, humble this blessed grace of humility to sit at the feet of Christ, at the feet of Jesus. Oh, what a mercy. What a mercy, dear soul, to sit there. To sit there. Oh, these blessed feet of Jesus. You know, dear soul, there are many. Yes, there are many, dear soul, that come then and sit. This dear woman, dear soul, that then wanted to hear his words. You know, we're not told. We're not told the words that Jesus spoke on that occasion. The scripture's silent to us. But you say, she heard them. She heard them. This all. Have you heard? Have you heard the words of Christ to your poor never dying soul? Oh, dear Mary Magdalene, she came. 7 devils as evil spirits have been cast out of her, and she here is first at the sepulchre on that resurrection morn. Yes, dear soul. A seeker. Seeker after the truth. A soul seeking Christ. Oh, tell, you just listen to her language, dear soul, and you can see that she loved him. If thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him. That's the language. What's your language, dear soul? Is it found in Song of Solomon? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. No arguing then. You seek him because you love him. Dear Mary, she sought Christ early at the sepulchre. She says then to the angels, the men are the two that she saw sitting, one at the head and one at the feet. Tell me where thou hast laid him. She turned herself. And she saw Jesus. She didn't realise it was him. She thought he was the gardener. Sir, he asked her a question. Dear soul, that question asks you tonight. How will you answer? O woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? We know that she sought Christ. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God. No joy but through his pardoning blood. The Lord just spoke one word. Mary. What do we read this morning? John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And I know them. They hear my voice. She'd heard his voice before. There have been seven evil spirits cast out the dear woman, Mary. Oh, and she would ran, and she would have fallen at his feet, touch me not, for I'm not ascended yet. Go and tell my brethren. Go and tell my brethren. I go before them into Galilee, and there ye shall see me. And they shall sit at his feet, and they shall hear his words. There are words of love and of mercy. There are sweet, blessed, gracious promises that his people hear. There are words of sweet, blessed, gracious, divine encouragement for them in the way and in the path. And I'd not thought of this, but it's clear. There are words, it's all what he tells us we should do. And I've just mentioned it. Go and tell my disciples. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. And they shall sit at his feet, and everyone at thy feet, everyone shall receive of thy word. Heed it up. There's humility. There's a teachable spirit. The teachable spirit. Yes, dear soul. Can I put it like this? To sit in the school of Christ. To sit in the school of Christ. He's got a school, you know. Where he teaches us. Teaches in the way when we should go. In the path we should walk. It gives us prohibitions as well as commands. Yes. Instructs us in holiness. He unfolds the riches of his grace. And his love and his mercy and his goodness. Oh, he teaches of all these things. And he teaches of ourselves. Of those hidden evils that are found in our hearts. So that we come before him. And plead his name and his blood and his righteousness. But then again, oh yes, and they shall hear of his words. You know, there was that occasion, wasn't there, when the scribes and Pharisees, the chief priests, they sent officers to take Christ. And they come, and they were asked, why have you not brought him? Do you know what their answer was? Never man spake like this man. But why the imperishable words of Christ. Why, what did the words that he prayed, we read there, unto his Father in John 17. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Therefore I've given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and that they have believed that thou didst send me. Is all. You receive these words? Do you receive these words of Jesus tonight, sinner? Yes. I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And they have received them, not rejected them. You know, the Jews rejected the words of Christ. Oh, but here the Lord says, his people, his sheep, they have received them. The seekers, the mourners in Zion, yes, they have received them and known surely that I came out from thee and have believed that thou hast sent me. Oh, friends, receive his words. Yes, and this people then, everyone, they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive thy word. But I must come to a close because I'm nearly done. But is all to sit at the feet of the cross of Christ. Is all, yeah. Perhaps can we find this? Don't think we can do any better than this, really. The dear hymn writer here. Yeah. Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend, life, health and peace possessing, from the sinner's dying friend. May I sit forever viewing mercy streams in streams of blood, precious drops my soul bedewing, plead and claim my peace with God. Truly blessed is this station, low before his cross to lie, while I see divine compassion floating in his languid eye. Here it is, I find my heaven, while upon the Lamb I gaze, love I must. I've much forgiven. I'm the miracle of grace. Love and grief, my heart dividing. With my tears, his feet I'll bathe. Constant still, in faith abiding. Life deriving from his death. May I sit, may I still enjoy this feeling. In all need to Jesus go. Prove his wounds each day more healing, and himself more deeply know. He refers here, may I with my tears his feet to bathe. You know, that dear woman was found at his feet, wasn't she? She was found at the feet of Christ. What had she got? A broken heart and a contrite spirit. And dear soul, if you and I are drawn by his love, dear soul, to the cross at Calvary, there to view, as he says, in streams of blood, mercy and love in streams of blood. Yes, dear soul, a blessed Saviour, a glorious Redeemer, that suffered, bled and died for sinners. Dear soul, if that doesn't break your heart and mine, nothing ever will. Nothing ever will. But to view him, suffering, bleeding, dying, on Calvary's cross, you know, and everyone shall receive of his words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, to say the wretch like me, I was once, was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I say. These are some amazing grace. It's Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame. The rebel's might adore his name. May I sit forever viewing. Ah, this blessed station. Yeah. Ah, rent. And we shan't want to move away from it quickly. Amazing sight. Yes. Amazing sight it is. That the dear Lord Jesus. His dear soul. Why, this hymn writer sums it up like this. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame. The rebel's might adore his name. Tremendous clouds of wrath and dread in vengeance burst upon his head. 10,000 horrors seize his soul and vengeful mountains all enroll. He sighed, he groaned, he sweat, he cried. Through awful floods he passed and died. All pain or wrath to Zion Jew, infinite justice on him throw. Yeah. But here's how, there's another side to it. He rose triumphant from the dead. Justice declared the debt was paid. Then Christ with kingly grandeur flew and took his throne in glory too. Come, saints, with solemn pleasure train. The boundless treasures of his grace. He bore almighty wrath for you, that you might all his glory view. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Well, may the Lord be pleased to own and bless these few simple remarks. Aaron, you know, we might say we've got through the text, but I don't feel as I've got down to the depths of it. Oh, why? Because of the depths of the love of Christ to poor sinners. Well, I leave it. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £812, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Mercer next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for the Christian Concern for Our Nation and Christian Legal Centre. And our friends at Penstanton hold their prayer meeting on Friday evening. Hymn 429. Dear Lord, and will thy pardoning love embrace a wretch so vile? Wilt thou my load of guilt remove and bless me with thy smile? 429.
We humbly ask that thou wilt bless thine own word, that word, Lord, that cannot return unto thee void, but will accomplish that whereto I am pleased to send it. May there be, Lord, the evidence, the sign, the token, that it's been thy word, and thy name alone, shall have all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise. Take us each home now to a respective place of abode, whether the journey be long or short. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.